A BC man who pleaded guilty to drug trafficking has lost his sentence appeal. Court of Appeal Justice Suni Stromberg Stein said Tenzin Jamyangeri sold cocaine and oxycodone to Surrey undercover police officers in a dial-a-dope drug trafficking operation on four separate occasions. Gary had sought an 18-month conditional sentence order, but the Surrey Provincial Court judge imposed a 9-month jail sentence and 6 months of probation. The November 10 decision said RCMP police officers called a telephone number that was known to be an active dial-a-dope drug line. It was an undercover officer who spoke with a person named Gino, later identified as Gary, and set up a meeting to buy drugs at Elements Casino in Surrey. The first buy happened July 4, 2018. Gary arrived in a BMW and sold an undercover officer 1 gram of cocaine for $120. On August 30, the officer called the same number and requested 3.5 grams of cocaine and 2 oxycodone pills. The two met at the same location, and Gary, this time driving a black Nissan Sentra, sold the undercover officer the drugs for $380. On Sept. 13, the officer purchased 3.5 grams of cocaine for $220 at the same location. Gary arrived in a different Nissan Sentra and had a bag of drugs between his legs. Then, the officer asked if he could purchase an ounce of cocaine and Gary agreed at a price of $1,900. A week later, an officer called the same telephone number and set up a meeting in Surrey. This time, Gary was driving a white Nissan Altima. The officer purchased 0.5 grams of cocaine and 2 oxycodone pills for $200. Gary and his female passenger were arrested. During a vehicle search, police seized 25 oxycodone pills, 23 grams of cocaine and $1,485 from Gary's wallet. There was a BlackBerry phone on the floor of the vehicle with the same number that had been called to reach Gary. 30 minutes after the arrest, a call was received on that line from someone ordering drugs. On appeal, Gary sought a suspended sentence or intermittent sentence. He cited the shifting legal landscape following the release of a November 4 Supreme Court of Canada decision on conditional sentences. He had also sought to introduce fresh evidence, a change in his personal circumstances arising from the murder of his sister and the impact on his mother. The court rejected that, saying neither a conditional nor an intermittent sentence were not fit in the circumstances. Evidence of a potential hardship on Mr. Gary's mother has no bearing on the outcome of this appeal, which is to determine whether the judge erred in principle or imposed a demonstrably unfit sentence having regard to the gravity of the offenses and Mr. Gary's moral culpability, Stromberg Stein ruled. The sentence imposed was fit as it was proportionate to the gravity of the offenses and the moral culpability of Mr. Gary. J. H. Ainsworth at glaciermedia.ca, twitter.com/janeswo.